All right, I've hit record. Hang on a second. Going live. We're going to get the notification. Bum, 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 bum. Hey, by the way, do you have Amazon Prime or not?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know with your Amazon Prime, you can get, do you get Prime? Do you ever listen to Amazon Prime Music?
No.
Well, it's much like the Spotify. But what it does give you, if you, and since you have Prime, you can just go and download the app on your phone or whatever.
Right.
You can get SmartLess a week in advance.
Oh.
So the episode that's going to be released, or I guess it's already released on Spotify at midnight Sunday, Monday morning, that episode is a week behind the Amazon release. And that episode was Jerry Seinfeld.
So it's available this morning on Spotify.
I would think so. But my point is, you like Seinfeld, you like SmartLess. You might like this episode. It's nothing new. It's the same Seinfeld you hear on Stern and all the interviews.
Is he a bit prickly?
He's
turned into a bit of a prick.
He's just relentlessly himself.
Yeah.
He's not prickly. He really is. He really likes all three of those guys. So he's very, he's nice, but he's still Seinfeld, you know?
The only thing, and I'm going to be, blatantly honest here. He carries himself like he's the king of comedy, and there's him and then everybody else. When I just get that impression with him, and now with, I don't even want to say the new Dave Chappelle. The current Dave Chappelle is, I find, a lot more entertaining, personally.
I agree. The reason Seinfeld carries himself that way, though, is he's got a legacy.
Yes.
Unlike anybody. As far as a pure pedigreed, the complete, relentless stand-up comedian, you got to give the guy credit just in terms of, he could have done any number of other things, but as he says to the SmartLess guys, like, he just, he talks about, he's directing a movie and starring in a movie about the wars between the Popped Post and Kellogg's. It's great. You'll love it. I don't want to give away too much.
What a great idea! Get me wrong. I'm taking no credit away.
But I know what you mean about his attitude. But he comes by it honestly, because as I say, he's relentlessly himself, and he gets up every day and still writes stand up. Like, okay, we'll start the show. But I want to talk about my going back to Yuck Yucks. I can just tell you, my entire Saturday was consumed by trying to get ready to do 7 minutes. And he does that every day.
Right.
And he doesn't have to do that. That's what I mean. He's long since earned the right to be a bit prickly, because he's the best. He's the best pure stand-up. Like, I love Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know. I know. I know what you're saying.
Do you want to start the show?
I totally accept what you're saying.
All right. You can hear me okay? I don't have my headphones on. I'm not going to wear them. I just don't think I need them anymore.
But you're a bit hard of hearing.
I am a bit hard.
So where's that going to take us now?
I don't know, man.
You're going to be like my mother-in-law. Hey? Hey? Hey?
You know what? I wish I could argue with you. I really, really do. Does Dahl have a signal, a sign, a notion when to tell you to calm down or to be quiet?
Oh, yeah, she just says that. Calm down. Take it easy.
Oh, take it easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, my voice is louder than I realize it, but so is Rachel's. And so I came up with this signal where I just do this motion where, okay, honey, you're a bit loud. Well, anyway.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Seriously?
So,
you can't do that.
So it comes back on me now 10 times, because I'm the loudest most of the time.
Right.
So I'll launch into whatever, I'm enthusiastic about some topic, and she's just doing this constantly now. She's constantly making this motion at me.
I think the hand signals, that takes you into a whole new world, man. I don't know.
It's true. I should never have showed her that, because honestly, it's way worse for me, because I'm always, bouncing around.
But it sounds actually fun. I'm just, my fear would be the hand signals might be a line that you wouldn't want to cross. But
oh no, it's all in fun, but it's one of those things that she does it to me way more because
once we were in Florida and I was the driver, of course, and there was four of us in the car, and then I was trying to figure out where to go, and I was saying something, and then Delise added her 2 cents, and then I abruptly said, "Delise, stop talking." And I thought, "Oh fuck, I'm in trouble now." She actually thought it was funny. In fact, sometimes she actually sort of repeats it. And I thought, at that moment, I thought, me telling her to stop talking is going to ruin a portion of this trip.
Mm.
But she laughed. So you never know, Howard. You never know.
You're telling me? You never know? Really? Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the heads up. All right, let's begin.
The following episode of the Hummel and Fred Show is brought to you by The Chamber Plan. Chamberplan.ca, bodog.eu/sports, gigsky.com, theretirementsherpa.ca, healthgage.com, and Doer. Doer clothing, Doer pants. I've been wearing my Doers, and they're really doing her.
Yeah, aren't they?
I'll tell you, Howard.
If you're like Fred and I and you enjoy the Doer experience, go to D-U-E-R.ca. Do it. Let's get right to it. You mentioned it's the world's most comfortable pants for men and women. I got to get my adventure pants ready for next week. I'm going to Italy. As you mentioned, T-shirts, jeans, shorts, tops. That's what they call them. And right now you can get 15% off at doer.ca. Just put in the promo code HumbleAndFred15. HumbleAndFred15 gets you 15% off. There you go. Doer.ca. By the way, the official presenter of Humble and Fred's 10th anniversary.
Yeah, Howard, word of advice too when you go to Italy. Don't take any light shirts. Because a lot of sauces over there.
Don't take any light shirts.
Light shirt. You want to take dark shirts because a lot of sauces, right?
That's good advice. That is very good advice.
All those tomato sauces and even some, because I know where it'll end up. And that can be very embarrassing. There you are seeing Tim Daniels in Florence and you got a nice shirt on, but it's too light. You sit down to have dinner. And for the rest of the night, you keep looking down at the splash marks all up the front of it. You don't want to be in that position. Wear dark.
Well, listen, man, I'm not going to argue with you because there is no argument. You traveled the last time to, Europe, I think it was 3 falls ago. You guys all went to the UK and you traveled around.
19. Fall of 19.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, travel's a lot different now because of the pandemic. Have you heard about the pandemic?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So, it's just been a little bit more complicated. Most of it, Rachel's done because she's very organizationally adept. Mm-hmm. But, yesterday I had to, I went online and I got my QR code for my vaccine. And then, of course, we booked our PCR tests. You've got to be, you got to be careful. You get the right one. You got to find a place in Italy to get it for the way back.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of all of this stuff. And by the way, you're right. Maybe we should stop talking about the pandemic as much. But there are a couple of great pandemic stories we should get to. Anyway, I wonder how many of potential travelers, in your opinion, do you think would be more reticent to go because of all the complications?
That's a good question. From my perspective, my problem, if you want to call it that, we wouldn't travel because my wife is still, she hasn't gotten over the pandemic. Forget about the complications. I think if she was good with the pandemic, the complications might not bother her but I haven't even got there yet, Howard. Yeah. So, I mean, speculatively, yeah, I don't know. I think if the if you're over the pandemic in a couple of $100, it depends how desperate you are to travel again. And there's a lot of people that are. Like, I saw this report the weekend. All these seniors with their Winnebagos right at the border, poised, ready for this morning.
Yeah, today's the day.
Across. Yeah, to charge across. So, you know, and they're going to have to go through an ordeal when they come back and everything if things don't change. So it's a good question. I would ask you, did it deter you at all? Did it make you think twice? Did it make you second guess?
No, not initially, because I didn't understand how many things were involved. And now I'm just going through it. I just thought I'd bring it up because I think, you know, most people are going to be like us. It's a necessary evil. There's a lot more things you need to make sure of. But in the end, it's just a few things. It's just something that adds not only the it adds a layer of in preparation, but it also adds a layer of expense, close to $400 so far.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking at a trip worth several thousand, but yeah,
exactly. You know,
people bitch and complain about having to spend another $60 or $70 on a suitcase when they go on a big trip. So, I mean, is this any different? It's added expense that you didn't count on or you don't necessarily think is valid. You know, yesterday over 600 cases here in Ontario, but, you know, the way they tell you the stats, it bothers me. Yet, right on the heels of that, intensive care is lower than it's ever been, like, I think, in months and months and months and months. It keeps going down. Yeah. Hospitalizations
actually went down yesterday by, like, 110.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
So people are going, oh, look, you could still get it. Yeah, we know you can still get it, even with the shots, the jab, as they call it.
Jab.
But the severity of the illness is what we're living now is what we have to deal with for years to come. So get on with it. That's my attitude.
Speaking of the jab, you were AstraZeneca, were you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you and I, like, I got a double shot, man. I'm eligible now, and I think you are too, to get the booster, which some people think I should get it before I go. I just don't have time to make that appointment. I'm trying to get a flu shot before I go. But as soon as I get back, I'm going to try and arrange, you know, shot number three.
The thing about the flu shot, and, you know, we talked about the hypocrisy part of that. The mask is a pretty good flu shot, as it proved last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we're still in mask mandate, so do you need to get the flu shot? I don't know.
I mean, that's a good point. I'm not. Well, I'll tell you about going into a room filled with human beings on Saturday night. But that's an interesting, because Rachel got her flu shot Saturday. She felt fine. She was a little bit tired the next day. And I'm just thinking, just for an extra layer of protection, and I might get one nonetheless.
Yes.
But think about what you just said. You know, there's very few places I'm going to go inside of that I won't be masked up.
Right.
But that being said, my daughter just came back from Nashville.
Yes.
And I asked her, I said, when you went into restaurants and into places where people were wearing masks, she's like, no. I said, and did she? She said, yes.
Well, see, in a couple of weeks, I'll be in South Carolina, and that's a good question. When I walk, see, even here, sitting down, you don't have to wear the mask. Will I wear a mask from the door to the table when I'm in South Carolina? I can't say for sure that I will, because half the time I forget anyway. But
yeah, I know.
I don't know, because how close, I guess it'll depend on how crowded the place is, but if it's super crowded, I probably won't go in. But that was my mindset before the pandemic. I don't like crowded places.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell that to Rachel. I mean, we're going to go to restaurants in Italy. And in Europe, it's not like being in America. I don't feel like I'm going to be, you know, mask shamed by somebody. Because there's the possibility, you know, you'll go into a place in South Carolina, you and your buddies, you know, and you may have masks on. You might get into a political argument with these people.
Well, you know, and there's some that request you don't wear the mask. Like, actually say, can you please remove that mask, because they don't want to leave the impression that it's needed or to freak other people out. Yeah, it's that's a, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll come home with some great stories. I don't know.
Yesterday all in Canada. I'm just tired. Oh, I'm sure you will. But just don't get into a dust up with those people because they're not pissing around anymore.
No, I know. They're all packing.
They're all packing. I mean,
last night on 60 Minutes, you know, they talk about new laws, gun laws passed in Missouri. And it's just strictly political. You know, Joe Biden or any Democrat says, you know, we might want to tighten up some gun laws. Well, their reaction is to just like go overboard the other way.
Yeah, I know.
It's not leave them the way they are. They institute laws that are even more ridiculous.
They really are bananas. They truly are. Before we get off this topic, and this will be the last thing I say, I think, about COVID. For today, in Canada yesterday, in the entire country, there was 1,400 cases. So the point we're making is this is what it's going to be for a while. There won't be a day where I say, hey, by the way, yesterday there were zero cases in Canada. That's not going to be that won't be for a while, if ever. That being said, I will still wear a mask in most cases when I go into crowded, you know, scenarios.
Let me throw this at you. Whatever day it was, Friday, I'm in Cambridge. I took my mother-in-law to Home Depot to buy some things for her condo. And
nice.
We're driving by a Mandarin that her and my father-in-law used to go to all the time. And it didn't look like it was open. And that became part of the discussion. Is it open? Is it not open? Is there laws still in place for buffets, or are people freaked out by buffets? But then I said, well, Mandarin's a la carte. And then Delise said, yeah, but it's mostly buffet. And I said, oh, that's odd. And she said, would you go to a buffet? And I said, yeah, if they, you know, as they've lifted the restrictions on restaurants. So, yeah, I'll go into a full restaurant, not a packed one. I don't, because I don't like packed anyway. But yeah, if they said buffets are fine, yeah, I would go to a buffet. I'd wear a mask, I guess, when I was up serving myself. But I'd go. Why not? Because as we move towards opening up, that's just part of opening up. And if the powers that be say buffets are okay, yeah, I'll have the buffet. I'm fine with it. But she was adamant. No way would she have a buffet.
Well, she's also got better taste than we do, so... You know, there's that. I feel the same way. Like if we're at a point where the food has been prepared and laid out, you know, I go to this place, Farm Boy, and buy some. They've got great groceries there, but they also have a nice prepared food area. And recently they opened it back up. So it's like a buffet where you basically can build your own salad. They have a hot food part. Pardon me. And I have no problem using it. I'm wearing a mask. The chef's wearing a mask.
So you actually shovel your own food onto your plate or whatever?
But by the way, that's also very new. It's within the last few weeks. Like that section has been closed off for the last 20 months, which you can understand.
Well, there you go. That's my attitude. It's okay. It's part of opening up. I'm not... you can't let this thing control your life, you know?
But... I mean, Delise is a little bit more on the extreme. She's always been germ aware.
Right.
I don't know if this is still true, but up until quite recently, your wife was cleaning the groceries, even though that is no one's been doing that for like 16 months. Mm-hmm. But she is. It's all about what your comfort is. You know, I went into several places on the weekend. Not only did I do Yuck Yucks, which I'd like to tell you about, but I also went into some stores I was in the East End all weekend, neighborhood stuff. And I went and we did a couple of errands. I was out on my own a couple of places. But I went and bought some new glasses. Every place you go in, you just take it for granted you're going to put a mask on. And I don't know if I'll stop doing that for a while.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't hurt if it makes you feel better. But as far as Delise goes, and no, she hasn't always been that way. This is probably a decade old phenomenon now. And I always point at 680 News. She'd listen to it on the way to work every morning, and they had the health break, right?
Right, that's how it started.
For 40, and she would hear it on the way down, on the way back. And I knew what was happening in those newsrooms. It's like, oh, the health break. So they'd whip over to the wire or whatever they use nowadays and rip it off and just read what was ever there. Because it often would make me laugh. One day they'd say, you know, eating pineapple can lead to acne, right?
Yeah.
And then the next Weka would be, you know, pineapple's great for acne. You know, all those discrepancies.
I know.
It was there only as a feature, and I just got the impression maybe sometimes that those things were freaking her out a bit, hearing them every day.
Of course. Well, and you and I know how those... The reason I'm laughing, though, is it was very much like the show prep I used to have to do at Easy Rock. You know, it's just right. like... You know, you just, it's not like, they're not presenting it because it's like a breakthrough moment. You're just fine. Oh, here's something interesting I could say in 40 seconds.
It's the 24-hour newsreel. They have to fill the time.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's a big problem with what we're dealing with nowadays. But again, now, sometimes I wonder, and this is a joke, darling, if you're listening, Delise will be, you know, disappointed when the mask mandate is lifted because she'd prefer it be for the rest of time and maybe... You know, a little disappointed that we didn't have to wear masks, you know, since we were born.
Yeah. Well, I'm going on an airplane for the first time a week from today. I'm excited about it, you know, being back in the air. And, you know, I love aviation. And I'm part of my excitement of going to Italy, I'll be honest with you, is I just to go through it, to be in an airport and see what that's like again. And everyone... The different protocols and when you have to show your passport and your vaccination stuff. I just the whole thing, it'll just, you know, like you said, I come back with some great stories and observations and see what that's like. My brother Stephen, who's been back and forth from Edmonton to Toronto and Victoria, my older brother too, they both have flown extensively in the last 20 months.
Yeah.
But I haven't been on an airplane since I got off the plane from California with a medical device strapped to my chest, just in case I had a heart problem.
Same me. March 1st, 2020 is the last time I was on a plane. And I'll tell you, if I had a flight booked and I was looking forward to a flight, the COVID aspect wouldn't even be part of my brain. I'd be more excited on whether I could use my Nexus for the first time.
That's right. Because
a week after I got home in 2020, we had applied for Nexus and we got them, and I haven't been able to use it.
I ever tell you the first time I went flying with Rachel, the very first trip we ever took, this was like 7 weeks after we met, maybe, I don't know, a couple months. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have Nexus. She did. And we get to the airport, and I didn't even realize, well, when we finally got to that point in the boarding process, and Thea, she goes, well, I've got Nexus. I'll see you once we get through security. I'm like, what? I said, what? She goes, yeah, I'm just going to go over to that short line. You can stay here. And I was like, okay, well, this is who I'm going to be dating. I respect it. I just was like, it was just kind of like, well, that's cool.
Why should you both have to go?
Why should
that?
We both have to wait? But, you know, most men and women, you know, in that situation probably would be like, oh, well, this new person doesn't have Nexus. I'll just stand in this line with them. But my love was like, no, I'm just going to go do the smart thing. And then I got Nexus and now we're both going to Nexify ourselves. Well,
that just tells me at that point in the relationship, she really wasn't that sold on you.
That could be it. I thought you were going to say at that point, right? She was very comfortable. No, she wasn't a complete. No. I don't think she sold on me yet.
I'm going in the Nexus line. I don't give a shit what he thinks.
She's still not sure. Okay, are we going to? There's a bunch of stuff coming up on the show. Dan Duran will be here. Of course, it's Monday, so no Phil because, of course, the. You know, where does he work? The meatball factory.
Yeah.
So, no, but I'm going to tell you right now, we do have a very interesting guest. This came by way of M. Griner, someone that she's working with. It's an interesting story because the woman's name is Christina Dervatis, and she is a gynecologist friend. And why she was working with M was not from a gynecological point of view. M was helping her with her music. Because it turns out that Dr. Christina is also a rock star. We're going to speak to her. And also, Nuvi Inc., a CBD wellness brand, will make its debut with us later this morning. Chris Lund is the CIO of Nuvi. And we're going to find out what they're up to in terms of their introducing a line of cosmetic and topical products made with the wonder that is CBD.
Female gynecologist seems like a bit of a waste to me, but
Does it? Does it really?
You know?
Yes.
Up at the Tin Palace, there's a doctor who has a trailer there, and he's a gynecologist.
Oh, yeah?
And whenever... Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Whenever he'd sit around, I'd say, hey, Bear, come on. Let's sit down and trade work stories, you know?
Well, you know, that's funny stories. Just first thing I thought is a gynecologist. Can he do better than your trailer park?
yeah. Good question.
Anyway, that's point. Coming up. That's coming up on the show. Now, we do have some emails I want to get to. I want to talk about. I know people are wondering, you know, is there a foot update? There is. But do you want to do this Aaron Rodgers story?
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone knows it. We do have the audio from it.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things, too, when you're in our position, you're reluctant to criticize others because then the spotlight could just be pointed right back at you. But this story, I'm so done with the Joe Rogan. Like, seriously, I don't care how good his podcast is. I don't care how brilliant some people think he is. To me, he's just
well, he's dumb.
Simpleton.
He's a dummy.
He's a dummy. He's you know what dummy. I mean? And now he's held up in this high regard. All these people say, I listen to Rogan 3 hours a day or whatever. Like, yeah. Good on you.
Yeah.
Because what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've read, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in listening to somebody like him. I'm just not.
You know, I like his act, his stand-up act. I mean, from a technical point of view, he's very good. He's a better than average, you know, stand-up comedian, but he's mm-hmm. a way below average podcaster. You know, he just seems dumb to me.
Well, but I think it's the most popular podcast in the world or something, or maybe next to Smart. Maybe Smartless is now. I don't know, but
well, it's up there. We both know it's mm-hmm. Hugely popular. Mm-hmm. And again, he's great. I think he's really a funny guy, but his podcast isn't. You know, the thing is, 3 hours exposes sort of how dumb he is.
Well, the problem is, too, he's a major influencer. And yeah. That's what bothers me more than anything else. When you have the downloads that he does in a day, in a week, a year, whatever, yeah, you're a big-time influencer. And the stuff he's throwing out there is just, to me, sickening. Like, it's irresponsible. And we're about to give an example.
Well, and it's irresponsible. Although he does admit, like... You know, I've heard him say this recently, you know, in terms of what he was saying about COVID, there was some subject recently and he said something like, I don't know, I was pretty high at the time. And, you know, maybe what I said was wrong. I will say this. He doesn't tout himself as the, you know, answer to all these young men's problems. But there's a lot of young men that listen to him, men and women, but a lot of it's a certain kind of guy that listens to Joe Rogan. That thinks he's brilliant. And you know, you're right. We're not saying we're brilliant.
No.
We're just making an observation. Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. sorry, but I was gonna say
I'm just saying proof's in the he's wildly successful and that's fantastic. And we're just a couple of knobs sitting up here in Canada making our way. We know that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we can't have an opinion on that. And that's my opinion. I find it dangerous. You know, when you talk about him saying he's high, that's like, oh, I ran over the kid, but it's okay. I was high at the time or I was drunk. It's no excuse to spread dangerous actions.
So Aaron Rodgers, the story everyone knows, Aaron Rodgers didn't play yesterday. Did they win yesterday?
No.
So Aaron Rodgers, because of his selfishness and his, you know, everyone knows, what did he say? Oh, everyone knows, you know, I'm a free thinker. I think for myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you, Aaron? Do you? You're stupid fucking toque.
Yeah, you know, and I heard the extended thing and it's, you know, I have to go through this testing and, you know, he come up with, you know, the one that really drives me crazy is... People that get the vaccine can still get it and spread it. We know that, idiot. And
no,
we
I
talked
know.
About it today. Hospitalizations are down. ICUs are down. You know, that's what counts.
So what I was going to say is that, so, you know, Aaron Rodgers, not only has he jeopardized his team's success and, you know, the success of, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, but he's also influencing people and he's perpetrating this mythology. What you just mm-hmm. said is what I was going to get to, that facts don't really matter to this group of people, But their facts, they're very sure of. One of the things that Roger said was when he was asked in August, are you vaccinated? And he said, I'm inoculated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what he was referring to is a, you know, concoction that he got from Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand. Just let me just pause this for a second and say, I don't understand how they're so against vaccines, but they're so quick to be like, I took some ivermectin or I'm horse dewormer. Like,
I know.
Let me just send a note to Dr. Christina here. Let me just say,
especially when the scientific community overwhelmingly has shown, displayed that the ingredients in that vaccine are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. And anyway, so Aaron Rodgers, here's the clip. Now, you sent me this because this was...
This is just the scope clip when he mentions where he gets...
Where he gets his advice. All right, so here's Aaron Rodgers talking about Joe Rogan.
I am somebody who's a critical thinker. I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan. After
Dr. Joe Rogan.
He got COVID, and I've been doing a lot of the stuff that he recommended.
That's all you need to hear.
Yeah. I don't know where to start with that, but it's just so dumb, and it's such a culture of dumbness, and it's... You know, I know we're the same. There's a story, I'm not sure if we're going to get to it today, but there's a story about a Canadian guy. And again, it's, you don't want to pile on when someone dies, but there's a, I have it here. I got the flat earther and COVID denier from out west, this guy. I don't know if you heard that story. An outspoken critic of masks and vaccines who also believed the earth was flat has died after suffering numerous symptoms consistent with a coronavirus infection.
Mm-hmm.
So we have dumb people here. Lots of them.
Well, what's that latest I heard about Chris Guy? I don't even like saying his name. He is such a fucking idiot. You know, that Astroworld tragedy, you heard about that?
Yes, of course.
Over the weekend? Well, he's trying to link that to the vaccine of young people. Like, that's because a few of them apparently were in a crush and had heart attacks. And for young people, you know, which is unique, but in that situation, and he's trying to make the connection. Oh, yeah, heart attacks, young people.
Oh, because they were vaccinated? Oh,
yeah, it was the jab. He says it. It was the jab.
Well, we're going to get Christina. Dr. Christina is standing by. I tell you what, before we get to our guest today, and again, there's lots of stuff. We got a full week. We're doing four shows this week. Next week, I'll be on the air Monday with Fred. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Dan Duran will be operating the program and hanging out with Freddie. We'll get to Dr. Christina, the rock star gynecologist turned rock star. But first, Fred,
yes,
let's talk about a few other things. Why don't we?
Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, Canada's number one group benefits plan for small business. I'm sorry.
No,
you were supposed to do this one, but it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Go Howard. Ahead. It doesn't matter.
Please forgive me, Howard.
No, I just, because I was going to, I had it ready to go, but you do that one. I'll do the, you know what I'll do?
I'll put it at the top of my list.
I'll do the Gigs Guy guest of the day, because that's going to be Christina.
Yes, the best thing about Canada's number one group benefits plan is that it's, you know, it's the complete package yet affordable. You have a small business, right? You think, I can't afford that. But there are 30,000 Canadian small businesses part of this, so it leaves the image of a big company, which means premiums are now affordable for all. It really is a wonderful system. Prescriptions, dental work, all sorts of therapies, depending on the level that you buy into. Please take the time. Chamberplan.ca is where you go. You can get a free quote today and find out how you can be part of Canada's number one group benefits plan for small business. Chamberplan.ca.
Hey, Dr. Christina, can you just... we're getting a little bit of feedback from you. You're going to need to... I just want to get this taken care of before we get going here. Let's just do this. Hi, Christina. It's Howard and Fred. How are you?
You're right. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, I think we can kind of hear. You're a little bit early, so just hang on one second. Christina is our Gigs Guy guest of the day. And I think we can kind of, I think I can kind of hear it. Just give me a little bit of a level there, Christina, if you don't mind.
Test, test. Hello, hello.
No, it sounds great. You're speaking. And are you on your phone or on your computer?
I'm on my computer.
All right. The Gig Sky guest of the day brought to you by Gig Sky. Latest service offering includes mobile data while flying when traveling on selected airlines. You know about that. Go to gigsky.com/aeromobile. And I sent you that bit from Rudra. And do you have that in front of you? Can you do that? Oh, here it is. I've got it.
Absolutely.
They've just launched the Gig Sky Travel Rewards Program. Go to Gig Sky. Get the app or sign into your account at app.gigsky.com to check out the program. And as always, we're proud to be involved with this leading edge company. Download the app at gigsky.com and enter code HF2021 for $5 off your first plan. And now it's our pleasure to welcome to this program the Gig Sky guest of the day. Hello, Christina. Now, Dervatis?
Correct, yeah.
And it's interesting, your story. I know you probably want to talk more about your music, but if we may, because we're curious, and I'm a Google doctor, so we have a lot in common. I've given myself a medical degree, but so you became a gynecologist?
Yes.
And at what point did you say, well, this isn't enough, I need to express myself through music and song?
So I was doing a pap test and it just occurred to me.
Oh, did it?
It's a bit of a funny story. And actually, I just want to, if I may, wanted to start by saying how surreal it is to be able to talk to you two, not to date myself or any of the three of us. But when I was growing up, I was obsessed with your show. And so much so, this is back in the CFNY days, and so much so that when I went away to school in Montreal before the interweb, and so I couldn't stream anything, my family used to tape episodes of your show and send them in care packages.
Come on.
Real pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's dwell on this for the next 20 minutes because, you know, nothing is, if you know anything about us, our favorite subject is when someone likes us. And that, we need to delve into that. We need to, no, that's amazing, Christina.
So this is like, I've been looking forward to this interview. So thanks so much for having me. So the journey from gynecology to recording artists, was a little bit of a strange one, but, I only started writing songs about 3 years ago, fairly out of the blue. I had taken piano lessons, as a child from age 5, did all the Royal Conservatory, zero creativity on my part, just memorize the songs and spit them out for the exams and whatnot. So, and then music was on hold for a good 20 years while I did undergrad, med school, residency, the beginning of my practice, various things. And then finally, about 10 years ago, we got a piano for the house, this piano here. And I also started taking guitar lessons. And then out of the blue, I started writing songs a few years ago and had the courage to do a couple of open mic nights and was starting to do some gigs locally. The pandemic hit. So this is another thing, strange things that happened during the pandemic story. And so I started putting my music online back when I wasn't taking myself seriously at Singing Gynecologist on Instagram. And M. Griner, the M. Griner, who my husband and I have always like loved, found my account and I found out she was vocal lessons. Yeah. So she was giving vocal lessons and I jumped at the opportunity thinking I'll just, work on the old pipes and, be a little bit better from the corner of the bar on my bar stool at those sorts of gigs. But Em listened to some of my music and really encouraged me to push the boundaries and think about pursuing this more formally. And so when Em Griner says, you should do an album, or why don't you, have you considered doing an album? You just say, Okay. And my husband, who Dr. Barry Atack, who's a retired pelvic floor surgeon, we sort of jumped into the project with gusto and surgical focus and started working on demos. And about 4 months later, the album was done.
Unbelievable. Okay, first of all, your husband's a surgeon. That's all I took away from that. I'm like, what a great, this is the family I want to be in. Doctor. No, that's amazing. Listen, we've been friends with them, We've been friendly with them for a long time. We just had her on the show recently. And you're right. You know, M. Griner's worked with David Bowie. So if she sees something in you, there must be something there, which is, I don't want to say no surprise, because somebody with a brain who can do the level of intense education that you have, and somebody that took the Royal Conservatory, there's a lot of math in music. There's a lot of critical thinking and such. And but it is a surprise that you got to this level where somebody was like, you should do more than just a fun little, you know, song for your friends.
Well, I have to say, there was a lot of, back to your original question, like, it's not enough to be, you know, an OBGYN, that I have to do this as well. I struggled with a lot of imposter syndrome that M helped me through, because I was just sort of like, what are people going to think? First mm-hmm. of all, like, how, like, I felt a bit selfish, right? You think, oh, this isn't enough, for I have to have something else too. But I think working with M really helped me get past that and to realize that I'm allowed to have this. And just because I'm a physician doesn't mean I have to be a doctor 24/7. There's healing force to music as well. And I believe strongly in that. So I'm, you know, getting to be sort of a healer. I'm not saving lives with my music per se, but, you know, music has an important role in our lives. So, it's been working with them that helped me get past that.
Well, that's the trademark of achievers. It always blows me away. People like you. Like, I mean, being a gynecologist, a doctor, I mean, that's obviously a full-time job, which, you know, involves many, many hours. And then on top of that, you manage to get this done. That's what always impresses me. I think at the end of the day, you think, oh, man, I've had enough. I just want to watch TV or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's us. We put in a three-hour day. We're ready to have a nap.
You know, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Tony Clement, a former politician, often on our show. Like, his wife's a full-time lawyer who goes into the city every day. She's written 3 books. There's nothing wrong with, you know, it's not selfish at all. It's just being an achiever. That's just what you are.
Well, I will, to be honest, and just to clarify, so for you're too amazed by me, but when my husband Barry retired in 2019, I did dial back my practice a little bit too, because being an obstetrician with pregnant patients, there's no pause button for pregnancy. So it's difficult, you know, to travel and those sorts of things. And just the rigors of an on-call schedule and an OR schedule, I decided to step back and to shift to a more, I'm probably like 2/3 time now in my private practice, which has a focus on contraception. So that shift and not being on call and having quite the demands did allow me some of the breathing room to do this, for sure.
Now that I know that you, you know, had heard our show before, and you've got a comfort with the kind of nonsense that, you know, he and I have been spewing for many years, I have a question. So, again, without being too indelicate, are there ever a moment when you're like, are checking, like, you know, maybe a patient is only a couple centimeters dilated, they're not quite, it's not serious yet. Are you ever like having an exam and then you kind of come up like, oh, look, I found one of my CDs that you might enjoy?
Well, I'm not checking a lot of cervix for dilatations lately because I'm not doing obstetrics, but actually I did have some posters up in the office to let patients know about the album release concert was in October. And my husband and I did it for the Southlake Foundation. It was a charity event in support of the hospital that we previously worked for. So I was advertising the benefit concert. Sure. And so patients came to learn of my musical aspirations and this project. And, you know, I haven't pulled any CDs out of nether regions per se, but I have certainly been honest with my patients about this project. They've been really supportive.
You know, so, Christina, you don't really have to answer these questions. You could have just said, no, Howard, that's stupid. And then Fred would have asked another question, but go ahead, Freddie.
Well, no, I look at you and I think, my goodness, your husband is retired. Who did you marry? The good doctor? Like,
well, he's a little bit older than me.
Oh, I see.
So,
well, you know, do you have? I was going to say maybe we should finally play some of Christina's music, Fred. Did you have a question before that?
Oh no, I just. I think she was kidding, but, you know, we have those moments, you know, those special moments. You said you were doing a pap smear when it came to you. You were kidding, or is that literal? It's like, because I was going to get into the aspect of, you know, when you specialize like you, you're more or less doing the same thing every day, looking at the same thing. Does that get you thinking that, wow, this is a bit monotonous? Although it can be lucrative and I'm helping people out, it's a bit monotonous, so I need to do something else. So did it really come at that moment, or were you kidding?
No, I joke. It was not during the pap test. But oddly, when I first started writing songs was at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have struggled with insomnia for years. And I just started writing a lyric to try and distract myself from my other racing thoughts. And so I started writing a lyric. All of my songs are born as lyrics first. Lyrics are really important to me. And so that is literally in the middle of the night to try and distract myself is how I began writing songs. And it turned out not to be a great tool for insomnia because then I was up all night trying to finish
the lyrics. Trying to finish the lyrics.
Yeah. Am I going to remember this? Should I wake up and write this down kind of thing? But a little bit of where songwriting started. And it's really been sort of a therapeutic outlet, almost like a journaling tool, if you will, for me. So,
But Fred, I don't think Fred was completely correct when he said you were doing the same thing every day. There's a lot of different, I mean, you're looking at a certain area, but you're also helping, you were doing births and delivering babies. Mm. You're an OBGYN gynecologist. Where babies come from. And your album is called Overdue. Get it, Fred? Overdue.
Right.
I would have called it 9 centimeters dilated. Stat! I've delivered two babies myself. It was fun. My own children. I delivered my own. I mean, I was in the operating. I was there delivering. I felt like I was on call. I scrubbed in. Let's look. The album's called Overdue. And it came out on your, I'm just reading the notes here, Christina, on your 46th birthday, which I'm assuming was like recently.
Yes. Yeah, so that was just, it was October 15th of this year that the album was released. So this was all an elaborate ruse for me to throw myself a big birthday party.
Well, for the talking to two people who are many, many years beyond 46.
Yes.
We think it's cute that you're 46. But you know what? Here's how old we are. We call people in their 40s kid. This is Christina Dervatis. I want to make sure I'm getting that right. And the album is called Overdue. This is a song called I Still Don't Know. Let's listen to a little bit of the gynecological musings of Christina. Here we go. Listening to music for a long time, Christina, this is really, really, really good. Oh my God. You know, I'm going to jump right and tell you, know who it reminds me of as soon as I heard it? And I listened to it this morning. Go ahead and say it. Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that bother you? Do people say that, Christina?
9 times out of 10. I was like, ready to put some money on that you would say that. Like, I'm so, first of all, like, so flattered that you would say that, and have been so flattered by the feedback comparing me to Alanis. Like, he is my hero. Like, Jagged Little Pill,
yeah,
all day long, when it came out. And
but don't get me wrong, Christina, it doesn't sound like you're doing an impression of her, but it sounds like, you know, you're influenced by her, not just in the singing, but in the songwriting, too. It's got a real Jagged Little Pill feel to it, which is pretty high praise.
It's just so...
We can't hear you anymore, honey.
We're losing you.
It's just been so flattering to hear people make that comparison. She's one of my musical heroes, so it's just like I'm gobsmacked to hear that.
Yeah, it's so good.
My songs have a little bit of edge to them. There's a little bit of anger and angst from time to time. So,
well, I got a little present for you here in a second. Okay, I've got a little present for you. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so I want you to put your head in, like, somewhere in the late 90s. There's a song playing on the radio. 2.1 The Edge. There's Christina, the singing gynecologist, and I still don't know the words, Freddie. What do you think of that, my friend?
Well, that's an up-and-comer, Howard. I give that 10. Hey, I give that 10. Oh, that'll make the Thursday 30.
That's right. Listen tonight with Kim,
Kim Hughes.
Kim Hughes. Tonight, Kim Hughes will be interviewing Dr. Christina Dervaitis and her song. I love that, by the way. That's really, really good. You're very, very
guaranteed,
good.
Guaranteed that would make the top 102 of the year. Definitely.
Oh, I would stay up at midnight and, like, write the top 102 down every
That's
year.
Funny, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Freddie, there's nothing funny about that song, Christine. I'm not mocking it. I got to tell you, I listened to it this morning before the show, and I listened to it now, and as soon as you started to sing, yes, it has an Alanis vibe to it, but the song is really good. It's quite clever and amazing. Congratulations. The entire album is available where? Where would I find that? On Spotify?
All the places. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, a bunch of other streaming services I didn't even know existed until recently. So it's basically everywhere. And you can find the links at my website, ChristinaDervaitis.com, and of course my Instagram. I've matured. I'm no longer the singing gynecologist. I'm trying to be serious. So it's at Christina Dervaitis Music. Good.
Yeah, I can see it here. Overdue, released October 15th. And wow, man. Congratulations to you. And it really is a testament to how people can change their lives and mm-hmm. pursue their dreams. And where do you want this to go, by the way?
Sorry?
Where do you want this to go?
Well, I mean, I really would like to start performing more. The album release concert was a total high. It was just like an amazing night. And I know we're slowly working into the new normal. I have to say that's a bit of a challenge as a new performer, like breaking into the gig scene, if you will. So I'm just trying to make my way there. I'm already, like, I have most of a second album written, and we'll plan on looking for a producer and doing that sometime in 2022, I suspect. So
okay,
well, that's fantastic. And maybe within your community you can recommend to Howard and I a good urologist. You know, we're we're just steps away from Depends, and yeah. So, you know, looking ahead,
listen, I actually,
a name or two
for Fred as well, if you could recommend any kind of HPV intervention, because I'm not sure what's going on with him. By the way, is that annoying to you that everyone also wants to talk about vaginas and things?
No, I'd be in the wrong career if that annoyed me, right? So, I'm. It's such a privilege to be a physician, and I never tire of talking about that aspect of my life. I talk a lot about pregnancy prevention and unplanned pregnancy, the intrauterine devices, inserting IUDs for contraception is a huge part of my practice. Right. I even wrote a song about IUDs. It's on my other Dr. Dervaitis YouTube channel. Not my best work musically, but
it's hard to fit all that stuff in there. I'm, as a physician, I'm only going to ask you this. You don't need to go into if it's a subject you're not comfortable with, but in the last 20 months as a physician, Have you not been somewhat horrified, thinking it's absurd, these people protesting in front of hospitals and healthcare, mm-hmm. people that are just trying to, you know, keep us alive? Does that not annoy you?
I'm a physician, and the vast, vast majority of physicians are equally horrified. It's been very demoralizing to see the current state of affairs. And I mean, of course, I'm really appreciative for all of those who've embraced vaccination, as we should. But it's been, as a physician, as a scientist, as a human on the planet, of course, it's horrifying. So. Yeah.
Well, we'd like to take your advice, but we prefer Joe Rogan. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. I only take advice from Joe Rogan and this guy that works over here at the Dairy Queen. He seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I also think the world is round, so just to clarify.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that, too. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Really? You sheeple. All right. Well, I'm going to do one more for you. Here we go. So this would be sort of a typical, you know, morning in Toronto in the late 90s, my buddy there would be preparing his sports comment, and we would have, who would be doing? Sandra Plagakis would have been doing, remember that name? She was doing traffic and then doing the news. All right, everyone, that's all the time we have. It's 7:35. Fred's sports comment is coming up in a second. Sandra's got the news. And, I talked right over the... I'm so out of practice at this. Here's Christina Gervais, 102.1 The Edge.
You called me.
Thanks, Christina.
To my exhibition.
You can just let yourself out. We'll talk to you another time. Take care.
Thanks, Christina.
Very talented. How sickening is that? Huh? She only became a doctor, then she became a specialist, and her husband's a surgeon. We're two fucking idiots. And she can sing. Jesus.
When she first appeared, I'm going to tell you something. I was taken aback. I thought it was GFR.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. The hair, the glasses, the shit. Yeah.
It's funny.
What's going on here?
All of a sudden,
she was a gynecologist. Now it all makes sense.
Well, I don't know. She keeps trying to examine me. Just find nothing there.
Well, you are, you know what I could say now? You are a bit of a...
A bit of a what?
See, we're...
Wow.
But I couldn't bring myself to say it.
Yeah, go ahead, do it. I dare you. Then you get in trouble with Dahl. Listen, before we get to Dan Duran's news, I want to talk about the health gauge. We're talking about health. The Health Gauge watch. Actually, there was one of our emails. I'm not going to read the email, but I am going to read the name of the woman. Very nice person. I want to make sure I get this right. Yes, Frances D'Oliveira. And she says, I'm awaiting delivery of my Health Gauge Phoenix, and I'm looking forward to monitoring my vitals. I'll tell you a quick story. This weekend, I hadn't synced my Health Gauge watch for a while, and then when the time changed, are you aware the time changed?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me.
Dude, I was so close to playing that. I had it. I almost played it on a... No, I did. I had it queued up. Like, I had it highlighted on my board here somewhere, and then I forgot the other day.
Do it in the spring.
Yeah, well, try and remind me in the spring, but I was going to do it. Anyhow, the Health Gauge watch at healthgauge.com, very simply, the greatest invention when it comes to monitoring your own health. I told you I was at Shoppers the other day, and I did my blood pressure, and then I checked my watch, and you know what? Exacta. And then I did the syncing of the watch, and all of a sudden, now you go on your app and you can see all your vitals are there. Plus, it keeps the history. It gives you your vitals over time, how much sleep over time. And it's a great way to keep track of it and share it with your health professionals, your doctors, dietitians, fitness, and health consultants. So go to healthgauge.com. And if you're wondering what the promo code is, well, wonder no more. Now I can't find where I put the promo code thing. Isn't that terrible? Oh, well.
I'd like to help you, but Howard, You just had that emailed to you.
I know. I know. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get to the promo code this second. No, I have it. It's just I have that song that Phil did. And I'm trying to play that. And Dan's going to give me, you know what? Dan's going to give me shit now. Dan is the program director of our show, apparently. And he's going to say, how come you didn't have that ready? Well, I just didn't. Anyway, use a promo code. I'll tell you what it is in a second at healthgage.com. Okay.
Yes, bodog.eu/sports. Tonight's Monday Nighter. It's the Bears and the Steelers. The Steelers, a 7-point pick. Bears pay a whopping $255. And you look at that and you think, well, of course the Steelers are going to win. But after yesterday, it was a massacre. All the upsets yesterday in the NFL. My Buffalo Bills lose 9-6.
Did you mean to say Buffalo?
Yes.
Are they no good?
No, they're no. Buffalo Bills, I love. It's just a lot of people refer to Buffalo as Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo. So I see. I get it.
Two things came out at once, and I don't like to say that because I like Buffalo, the city, the people. They're wonderful. But the Buffalo Bills lose 9-6 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. In my pool, I had picked them by 20. Anyway, so the Steelers, a 7-point pick. The Bears pay $255 to win. Bodog.eu/sports. Again, if you want to just, be a sports bettor or a horse racing fan, a poker casino player, it's all there for you. The number one source of online gambling entertainment. They've got it all at bodog.eu/sports. They've been providing Canadian players with an unparalleled gaming experience since 1994. Check out their casino. Real groovy. Bodog.eu/sports.
All right, I found it. Here we go.
I have a friend.
Hold on, I got nine things playing at the same time. Yeah, I know, Dan. I know.
I have a humble. I have a friend. Humble Fred HG.
I like it. So,
Humble Fred HG.
So if I forget it again, the promo code for Health Gauge is Humble Fred HG. Yes, I know, Dan. I should have had it ready. I had three things going on at the same time, and I know everything would be solved if I only had a mouse.
Had a mouse.
If I only had a mouse, then all the things in my house. Hey, when are you coming?
Howard, look at that.
Yeah.
You know what, Fred?
Fred's an early adopter.
Yeah, but you know what? No offense to Fred, who I love dearly, but I got a couple more things going on here than you going clickety-click. One click.
But that would make it easier for you.
No.
But anyway.
It doesn't make it more complicated.
Dan,
it's just,
you know,
with a trackpad, you're going ding, 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 ding. With a mouse, it's one smooth motion.
Yeah, why don't you come over and touch my trackpad? Hey, are you going to come over and do some microphone troubleshooting?
I'm thinking this week we should do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't Tuesday know, maybe on a Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday. Yeah. I cannot Wednesday. Can you do Tuesday?
I can do two. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Plus, you got to work on the ins and outs and a few other things, for when.
Yeah, I'm getting all nervous about that.
When Howie's in Italy and you and I are driving the bus here,
right? And they'll see how your fucking mouse works then. I can't
make
wait.
Sure it does.
I just
well,
can't
it's already
wait.
Connected. I already have the mouse on the go, so it's I bring my stuff. You're taking your laptop with you to
no? I'm going to leave it for you. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of the reasons I want you to come here. So, you know, because I think you should just use my computer to run the show. I know we're having a fantastically interesting meeting here, but let's get right to Dan Duran.
Here's to a fella named Dan Duran, a hell of a guy with a hell of a big wang, the quintessential anchor man. His voice is nice and low. Dan Duran, the anchor man, comes. As for credentials, he has none. Can't tell a headline from his bum, but his voice is nice and low. Dan Duran, the anchor man's here. He's prone to falling off his chair, but he's got a big wang, so he don't care. And his voice is nice and low.
My voice is nice and low.
And now live from the side of a lake, somewhere outside of Peterborough, Lake Chamon. Come on. I wonder what day it is, Fred. Here's Dan Duran.
Today is National Harvey Wallbanger Day. to celebrate, start your day with orange juice mixed with vodka and Galliano, and bring back this 1950s drink.
You know, I remember that was one of the things. There was another drink I'm going to throw at you guys, but my parents in the 60s and early 70s, that's when everyone went through the Harvey Wallbanger phase. But do you remember the other one that, you know, 60s parents used to drink?
Yeah, my dad, you'd get a Mickey, you'd open it and drink it.
Yeah. Okay.
That one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that bit aside, there was another drink. It was like a grasshopper or something that.
Oh.
It was like creme de menthe.
No.
It was like creme de menthe.
Oh.
Sorry. Your parents never drank Harvey Wallbangers?
No, Howard. My mom was Ryan Ginger, and my dad was listening to my mom go, "Dick, don't drink the hard liquor. Stick to beer."
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad drank scotch, but I remember at cocktail parties, there was this creme de menthe. And I remember being a young teenage Howie that tried that thing. And I was like, this tastes like candy. I
remember that. Yeah. Was that Howie, your first?
No, it wasn't my first. My first was drinking all that stuff that my parents left around. I just fucking hammering
swamp
it
water thing.
Swamp water. Mm-hmm. But I do remember that there was this creme de menthe. Sort of like a liqueur, and I remember drinking it and going, booze is good. Booze is good.
This starts my journey.
That's right. This booze journey. I'm getting on this. Yeah, my dad had a little shot of scotch.
All right. Getting to the news. Talk about harboring a grudge. A guy goes missing 24 years and then returns to his brother's home and stabs him. So the guy goes missing in the Italian Alps somewhere. His brother Martin's been looking for him for years and years and years to no avail. And then while sleeping next to his wife, Martin woke up to his brother stabbing him and yelled, "Who are you?" as he's being stabbed. His brother says, "Don't you recognize me? Stab. I'm your brother. Stab." Hmm. Martin fortunately didn't die. He's recovering in hospital. But imagine a guy harboring a grudge that lasted 24 years, goes into hiding 24 years ago, and then comes out of hiding just to stab his relative.
That's all he wanted. Just
revenge.
Why did he wait 24 years to stab his brother? What did his brother do to him 24 years ago that he's like, "I'm going to get you if there's something I do."
Something to do with the terms of their inheritance, apparently.
Oh,
sort of succession thing.
Is that what's going to happen with those fucking nuts at the Rogers family? Stabby stab, 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 stab. You know, that really is one of those. It's a tough way to kill somebody, and it's a horrible way to die. Just because it takes a long time.
Can you imagine that feeling of a knife going into you?
No.
Ugh. God, I'd rather be shot, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying while you're being stabbed, you're like, "Hey, could you just stop the stabbing and shoot me in the face?"
Yeah, just put the gun to my temple, please. Yeah.
Enough
of the stabbing.
Yeah, the stabbing
best way is to die. Listen,
you'd be like this. No, you'd be like
saddest.
No, it's true. Be like, this stabbing is getting a bit boring. Could you maybe switch over to shooting?
So the guy knifes you, right? And just a little bit of the end of the knife goes into your heart.
Yeah.
You know, not enough to kill you instantly, but enough to, like, destroy your heart, and so you experience a slow death. Or, like, there's so many aspects of that. Or the guy gets you right in the kidney or the liver, and, oh, man.
Well, and then there's the time it takes. It's like, this stabbing is going on for a while. Am I going to miss my show?
The Guinness Book of World Record is 105 stabs. I'm going to beat that.
All right.
It's sickening.
It's sickening. Is it? Is it sickening, Freddie?
Give me a bullet any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, because of all your experience with the killing.
Any day of the week.
No, people don't realize this. Fred, in his early years, was a hitman. For me, I don't have the attention span to stab somebody. I just get bored. Boring, boring, boring. Shoot you. All right. Well, listen, Dan, we've got a guest standing by.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to be booking it here at 9 o'clock. As soon as we're done, I got to go to the golf course. But
I thought you were done.
No.
Didn't you wrap the...
I'm making a comeback because it's going to be 16 today.
Oh, yes. And then the Lord gave us good weather. So all the plans changed.
Dan, you know what I did? I prayed to Jesus. Dear Jesus, can you make the forecast?
And what about your feet? Your feet okay?
My feet are killing me.
So you're going to drive to the ball?
I'm going to take a cart. I'm going to drive in the buggy.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that all right?
No, it's fine. I just, it's interesting how you're coming in onto this game.
Well, I thought
you wrapped it up. I really did. I thought that the end of the season, you're done.
I don't know. Is this a discussion we're having? I didn't. Imagine you were still able to go to the trailer. You would.
He can. And he does.
Indignant. Like, exactly. Look how indignant.
He bought the season pass. He bought the shoulder pass. He can. And he does.
That's right. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm having a discussion about whether I thought you wrapped it up. Well, I didn't. Get over it.
I'm concerned about your health. You know what I mean? The balls of your feet.
Here's what I'm going to do. When you come over tomorrow night, let's talk about stabbing and how much I'm going to stab you during this conversation. How much I wanted to.
I hope I didn't do something 24 years ago now.
All right. Yes. Well, you did. When we were roommates. Anyway, right. Thank you, Dan Duran. Dan Duran's news brought to you by Dan Duran. Dan Duran all right. For all your Dan Duran needs.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you all done there, Fred, man?
No.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for, I believe we were supposed to have Chris Lund on, but there's Samantha Marchione is maybe there.
Maybe he's using someone else's. Oh, no.
Hi, Samantha.
Oh, he's not.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Howard. This is Fred. We're going to get to you in a second, but on our schedule at Hits, Chris Lund was supposed to be with us. Not that we have any preference because we don't know either of you.
Well, I'm the better of the two, so.
of that, I have no doubt. Samantha, just hang on a second. We're going to be talking about Nuvive, which is a CBD wellness brand. I'm very interested in this because part of this revolution that is the legalization, part of it was the CBD idea that there's more than just, you can more than just take it internally. Anyway, we're going to talk to Samantha in a second. But Freddie, let's talk about our very good friend, the retirement Sherpa.
Oh, Tim Niblett is a portfolio manager. Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Tim Niblett is your guy if you're trying to, build wealth for your retirement, for your golden years. You know, they come up on you quicker than you think. So now is the time to start planning. If you're starting from scratch, Tim is the guy to talk to. He'll lay it all out for you, tell you where you got to be and when you got to be there. I mean, because that's part of the deal. It really is. If you have an existing portfolio and you're not sure it's performing the way it should, Tim will have a look. Listen, no obligation. He'll give you the straight goods and tell you, you need my advice, you need my help, or you're on the right track. He's a good guy that way. The Retirement Sherpa, retirementsherpa.ca.
Now, if we were real professional, Samantha, I would have been able to send you a message in this Zoom room. Samantha, what is your actual title at Nuvive? And then you would have told me, I would have been able to introduce you, but forget about that. What is your title at Nuvive?
So I'm the portfolio manager for Nuvive.
Fantastic. Line of cosmetics and topical products and skincare and all this stuff. But let's begin with your involvement and tell us a little bit about you, Nuvive, and how we should all start using CBD moisturizers.
Absolutely. So my name is Smith Marchione. I oversee the Nuvive portfolio. So I actually lead product innovation for the brand. My background comes entirely from beauty. I'm a professional makeup artist. I'm a skincare specialist. So I've been in the industry for about 10 years now. And when I was presented kind of with this weird question mark around CBD, it really piqued my interest because it hasn't really been established in the Canadian market yet, especially in terms of, skincare and wellness. When I wanted to dive into the category and try these CBD skincare products that everyone was trying out, I really couldn't find anything that I felt comfortable putting on my skin, being in the skincare world and taking that risk. So once I started with Nuvive, I really led the product innovation, created ingredients and products that I wanted to put on my skin that would work really well for my skin and utilize the benefit of the plant in a completely different way than what people are used to.
I'm familiar with CBD topicals in terms of healthcare, in terms of people using them versus sports creams and things like that. But this is the first that I've heard about in terms of a cosmetic line. Is there benefits? I'm sure there are, that CBD can bring to these type of products.
For sure. I think it's important to recognize that CBD, especially for the skin, is still a fairly new ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still awaiting further documentations on all of its capabilities. But the reason why people know CBD topically is really because of its anti-inflammation properties.
Right.
So, in intense concerns for your skin like eczema, rosacea, or even psoriasis, CBD has been known to kind of calm those areas down. And there's not a lot of ingredients that can do that. So I think that's really what started the interest in it. But what we try and do is we look at, you know, everything that this plant could potentially offer. Traditionally, plant extracts and skincare are very antioxidant rich, so they help to prevent against premature damage on the skin, premature aging on the skin as well. And we believe that CBD can possess those qualities to a more powerful degree than, you know, traditional skincare products. But what we've done is we've combined those, that plant with other skincare, or sorry, other plant extracts like green tea, jojoba oil, argan oil, and really created a product that we know 100% will soothe and nourish the skin from those plant extracts that are well known and incredible for skincare. Combine it with CBD to really create a product that hasn't really been seen before. And it's skincare beyond pain relief. Mm-hmm. It's really skincare being proactive with your skin.
I know a few people, you know, suffer with eczema and other, you know, skin ailments, and they're always so reluctant to use the steroid creams that they recommend. So again, this is beyond just moisturizing. This can have an effect on those problems as well.
For sure. I think a lot of people are a little bit hesitant with the risk, but when you look at some of the options for eczema or for, you know, more intense skin concerns, there's a lot of risk regardless, because you know, these skin concerns are no joke. Like, they hurt and they irritate skin, and it's a serious ailment in their everyday life. So offering CBD and really exploring what it can do. Now people are exploring what it can do internally. And now what we're trying to do as a brand is, like, externally, it can offer so much more to you. And you don't necessarily have to go to a medicine if you're hesitant with that. It's a plant extract that you're probably already using in skincare, so you actually might be more comfortable trying it out and it being a great option for you.
We're talking to Samantha. Now, I know I screwed up your name as well. It's Marchioni.
Perfect.
Marchioni. Samantha Marchioni. Marchioni. I'm going to Italy for the first time a week from today. When you look at Fred and I from a beauty perspective, do you just think there is no help? Does it look like we've just given up? We haven't. I know he moisturizes. He moisturizes. I should moisturize more. But all jokey jokes aside, you know, I like what you're saying about, I am a total believer in CBD products. I take a CBD gummy for nighttime, and I know about its anti-inflammation. But you're making an interesting case about the anti-inflammatory qualities of a skin cream. It makes so much sense. And let's talk a little bit about the company, Nuvive, N-U-V-E-E-V, now expanding. The skincare is available in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Ontario. Where do people find out more about it? How do people get it? Can you buy it locally? What do we do? Do we order it?
Yes, you can. So many different ways. So you can ask your local bud tender. We are a legal CBD brand, so we are found in cannabis dispensaries.
Okay.
So any licensed legal retailer, you can either ask them about the product, or we might already be in there. Or if you want to shop online in Ontario, you can shop at OCS.ca, and you'll be able to find our products on there, with lots more coming at the end of the year.
And I noticed here, before I let you go, I want to talk about something called the Soothe Self-Care line. It includes a grapefruit CBD beverage.
Yes.
Which I like these infused beverages.
It's really cool. It's a really interesting technology. It doesn't look like the other CBD drinks that you may have seen. It really is in almost like a shot format.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cannabis content is in the cap. So it's basically water, and then all the CBD content's in the cap.
And then you flip it and it infuses it. Yes.
Super satisfying just seeing the little explosion there. But it's awesome because it really has, you know, quick acting CBD in there. So you get that rapid onset experience.
Right.
It's really targeted for a wellness consumer. So there's no worry about THC being in the product. And it's really for those that want to use CBD for what it can do for them internally without the worry of THC if they may not be a user.
Well,
fantastic.
You've told us a lot of stuff for us to absorb. Once again, is the, I don't have the website in front of me, so I don't want to screw this up. Once again, it is what?
So the website is www.nuvive.com, N-U-V-E-E-V.com.
Okay.
Or you can follow us on social at Nuvive Wellness. And we offer masterclasses 5 times a week, all about our products, all about CBD as an ingredient for those that are new in the world of skincare, that want to explore it for themselves, their friend, their partner, anything like that. So we're all about, you know, teaching you a little bit more about the plant, what it can do for your skin, and kind of exploring the opportunity there.
Well, what a great chance to have this opportunity to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
I hope this wasn't thank too you. Weird for you, because, you know, you're like, oh, great, I'm going to go talk to some old men with bad skin. That'll be fun.
Never too late to start using moisture.
Okay.
It isn't. Howard, all right. Hear that? It's never too late to start.
I know. I should moisturize more. Thank you, Samantha. You
thanks, guys. You guys enjoy
thanks, Samantha.
Day. Take care. There's Samantha Marchione. I like saying Italian names. Am I going to start coming back going, Marchione? Am I going to be doing that for the rest of my life?
I don't even want to get into it. You know, Italians are one of those things where you could come on and have fun with their accent.
No, I know,
If you came on with another accent, you might be open for criticism.
Well, yeah, we've
you
only
might
had
be
that.
Open for losing your job.
Yeah, no kidding.
I might have to let you go.
I might have to let myself go.
That's right. No, but just think about that. You know what I mean?
I know. We've thought about it 1,000 times.
I know. And that was a perfect example. If that had been another individual, maybe of a different culture or part of the earth, and you did that, it could have been an incident.
If Rachel and I were going to Korea, and I said something like, oh, man, I can't wait to, you know, be there and say things in a Korean accent, you and I would have to look each other and be HR me the fuck out of here.
Somehow Italian is okay. You know,
Scottish is okay.
Scottish English is okay.
English is good, yeah.
American slang,
or, Parisian know, French. You can do the whole accent like this is all you want. Oh yeah, but that is for another day. Thank you very much. What a pleasure to have Christina Dervaitis. You know, it's always nice to meet somebody super talented that likes us. We like that. People that like us. We should only just book people that like us. And of course,
the show would only have a couple of months, and then we'd have to shut her down.
That's fine. Let's keep running that shit over and over again. I said, we're doing a few shows this week. Then we're on. I'm on for one day next week. Then Fred and Dan. Then Fred's going to take some time off. Tomorrow, though, even though we spoke to him recently on our 10th anniversary special brought to you by Doer, world's most comfortable pants, Stephen Page will be with us for an extended conversation tomorrow. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to catching up with Stephen. See what he's been up to. Man, that was interesting early on in the pandemic how he quickly pivoted to doing those at-home concerts. Pretty lucrative, and it certainly kept him employed of his own, you know, sort of entrepreneurship, if you will.
And he's also studying to be a gynecologist, too, I understand.
That's right.
Again, an achiever.
That's right. He's trying to get a degree in gynecology. Why wouldn't you? God damn it. All right. Do your thing. This show is brought to you by Do That Thing.
This episode of the Hummel and Fred Show is brought to you by The Chamber Plan, bowdog.eu/sports, gigsky.com, our buddy, the Retirement Sherpa, Health Gauge, and Doer Clothing. Until tomorrow, everyone.
Tomorrow on the show, I'll ask Fred, what do you think John Lennon said was the Beatles' best lyric? Think about it.
Okay. Where's that?